Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I downloaded a movie called Raiders of the Lost Shark.
Yo.
Sounds amazing, right?
No, it doesn't.
It's awful. It was awful.
You ready to podcast?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, man, he seems really butthurt on Twitter right now. Did you just wake up from a nap?
I woke up for the day.
Yeah.
And I worked third shift last night.
And you saw me posing? Oh, jeez.
We got Cody Cooper here today.
Hello, everybody.
It's Lousy Weather Media main show episode 113, right?
Sure.
I'm Sean Ast.
Paul Wolf.
Bob Comparta.
And Josie's over there. Say hi.
Hey.
So, basically, Cody, you've never heard this show or seen it in live action. The first 30 minutes is me fucking with my microphone stand.
That's the whole time, I think, actually.
I'm not getting it the way I want. Am I in it?
Are you in it?
But yeah.
In the pocket.
Okay, so Cody Cooper, follow me here.
Yeah.
Down this rabbit
so
hole.
Yesterday, I woke up because I had to work third shift. So I was, before work, I was like, what am I going to have for dinner? Do I have leftover spaghetti or chicken noodle soup for dinner? That was my question.
Now that's what he wrote on Twitter.
That
now,
was exactly it, the I way it, I pondered it.
But I read it like this: do I have spaghetti or what was it? Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Like asking if he had it, like in his fridge. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Did you?" And he was like, "What
did I what?"
And I was like, read the tweet I replied to. I was like, it's obviously in the conversation. He's like, maybe you should read the tweet you replied to. And I was like, and I didn't. I screen capped it and sent it to him. And then what'd you say?
I was like, I told him, I was like, no, I get what you're doing. You're trying to say, did I have the items? And I'm trying to say that which item shall I eat?
Right.
And I'm just not playing along to your bullshit.
That's what he's gonna. You're just trying to be funny. I'm not playing along. I'm like, well, social media. Obviously, Sean's not feeling too fucking social.
But yeah, so he was upset. I mean, I was upset.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to play into my words like there was something they were not.
No, I read it like that.
I also did. I have to second Paul because I had to read it a couple times. I thought
then
the exact same thing.
Read it a couple times then to understand. Like
I was just trying to interact with my buddy on Twitter and I get shit in my mouth.
Were you really mad about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But,
I could tell by I'm not playing along. It was fucking kind of serious. there's definitely like, oh, fuck this dude.
I'm not playing along in your bullshit. Sometimes you read what people say and it doesn't make sense to you.
There's
the
no
first
inflection.
Time.
Yeah.
You have to read it two or three times to get it. That doesn't... You see, you... So
it took
you,
me till that end of the conversation. I was like, I understand what he's
oh,
saying.
Oh, you see, I thought you were just fucking with me the whole time.
No.
You legitimately had no idea what
exactly.
I was
like, why is he getting... My bullshit... Oh, I get it. He
well,
thinks,
why would I want to know if I had leftover spaghetti or chicken noodle soup?
Why does Twitter exist to ask dumb fucking questions than nothing?
Yeah, why are you going to Twitterverse to have somebody make your meal decisions
better
for
question,
you?
Yeah. Flip a coin. make a decision, man.
I was just talking to Twitter.
You should have done the poll if you...
There you go.
You should have.
Yeah. I would understand.
It would have solved the... Would have never happened.
Yeah, I'm like, are the ingredients in-house, Sean? You're like, oh, God damn it.
I pose questions to Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
Like earlier.
It's like a weird diary that sometimes talks back.
Earlier, yesterday, I believe. Like, did you hear about this whole Katie Brown thing on Facebook?
Mm-mm.
Where she shared.
Yes, you did.
She shared a picture of a pit bull with its mouth taped
I think it was a
shut,
lab.
Or a Labrador, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I heard
a lab with its mouth duct taped shut.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well. What really piqued my interest more than all this, like more than the police station getting 32,000 phone calls in one night and all this stuff about it.
Wow.
What piqued my interest more was the one person named like Sherry M. Gallagher or Shelby M. Gallagher that liked the photo. Like, she was the one person that liked the photo. Like, I was like, I want to know more about Shelby M. Gallagher.
Well, she deactivated her Facebook. That's for fuck sure. Oh, you're a dog hater, I see.
One person that liked the photo. It had, like, 34 comments, one like. 200,000 shares. It would. All right, so, Paul, if you don't really know what happened, this happened, like, Friday night. It was crazy. I was working third shift that night, so I got to watch it develop on Twitter, on Facebook. On
Slow Friday, huh?
Yeah. So, I'm basically, I see this picture start getting shared of this, like, dog with his mouth duct taped shut.
Mm.
And then it says, like, South Daytona Beach, Florida, right?
Okay.
And then by, like, 3, 4 a.m., it's on, like CNN.com.
Yeah.
Like, this Katie Brown, police authorities are looking for her. They've been inundated with 32,000 phone calls in just this night in South. And nobody knew where she lived. It was like, does she live in Connecticut?
Did the picture have a caption? Like, we were pretending to be crocodile.
Okay, my bad. I should have explained that. She posted the picture of the dog, and it was like, this is what happens when you don't shut up.
Whoa.
And it was the dog with its mouth.
Well, that doesn't sound playful at all.
And then she posted another status saying, I only did it for 60 seconds. Get off my fucking back.
Once people. I started catching shit for it, I took it right down. All right, guys?
And,
do any of you have access to, like, a small child that we can do, like, a remake of this?
Just share that. It's just what happens when you don't shut up.
My parents did that kind of shit to me all the time. Like,
tape your mouth shut?
Yeah.
I think social media did
that. That might have happened.
I was just going to say, I think it would be almost more socially acceptable to do it to your kid.
Yeah,
like, it would
right. Most people probably be like, yeah, they'll probably take it off.
Well,
is that the
sell that to Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, I mean, you might catch a little flack, but so she posted, like, this is what happens when you don't shut up, and the mouth tape shut.
Mm-hmm.
They got the police in South Daytona, because that's where the chick said she lived on her Facebook, were just flooded with phone calls. Everybody's out on the look for her. Everybody's reporting it. Over 200,000 shares on Facebook. They finally found her today.
Did the dog still have tape?
And that'd be awesome. Like, she just rolling around with a dog.
Yeah.
Mouth tape shut.
So she was a piece of shit. I guarantee it was off.
She was in North Carolina, I believe, is where
she actually lived. Oh, okay.
No.
It's like, wow.
When I first read the article, that's what I thought. I was like, man, she fled South Daytona.
Yeah, that's like 7 hours.
Like, she was like, I'm going to live in the woods in Carolina.
With my dog that I hate.
Yeah. So the thing about it, though, is I don't really imagine this woman, like, hates her dog. The dog probably has a great life.
Mm-hmm.
She had a ton of other pictures. I mean, her Facebook was all pictures of those dogs. I creeped. Yeah.
And so... And what I love, I also, God, I loved a lot of stuff about this story, apparently. One of the things that was awesome was that, like, 3 days later, the picture was still, like, online.
Yeah, she never took it down.
Hey, good for her.
She owned it, yeah.
But anyway, so they, where was I getting at this?
The cops found her in North Carolina or whatever, right?
Oh, what I'm trying to say is, like, she probably loves the dog. The dog's probably well-fed, taken care of. It was probably a joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's or maybe not even a joke, but like, she did it playfully.
Yeah, like, timeout.
It was like, people on Facebook will think this is funny.
Yeah,
this will
get 30 likes for sure.
Now her life's ruined.
Yeah,
like, she got arrested today
for animal abuse,
animal cruelty. Yeah. Wow. They're charging this woman.
I sometimes tie socks around my cat's waist because it makes their equilibrium messed up. And if I took a photo of that, you think people are going to be like, whoa, cruelty.
I don't know. Do it. Let's find out.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
You tie a sock around their stomach and they just look drunk.
One sock or two? How long are your socks?
Because
that cat's pretty big.
Not that cat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big. Yeah, our old cat. Yeah. Our cat's way too fat now.
Okay. This segment of the podcast is going to get shared on Facebook.
Animal arrest.
I've been found. I'm in North Carolina.
Over 200,000 times shared. 32,000 phone calls.
I think that'd be good for us.
Yeah. But so her life is ruined.
Yeah,
now.
Definitely. Yeah,
she's not gonna be able to get a job.
Woo.
They're gonna Google Kate. Like,
well,
her name's,
I didn't. Oh,
Katie,
okay, yeah.
Lemansky, right?
Oh, so she's not Katie Brown.
No, that was.
But
like,
you know it, so
pseudonym.
I guess that's easy to figure out.
Because it's all the articles say Katie Brown, Katie Lemansky, blah 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 blah. We found her.
Yeah.
Animal abuser. She's going to try and get a job now and never be able to.
Yeah, it sucks.
I bet she is. She works in an animal hospital, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she could start her own, like,
you know, what doggy
daycare.
That?
Yeah, doggy daycare.
Like a right-wing doggy daycare, and she'll get her own following.
Just open up my first kennel. Shut the fuck up. Or I'll make you.
I tried to give you a belt for that one, but I missed. I hit the mixer instead. I reset up everything today, so I'm not like...
it's like an inch over from what it used to be. Whoa! Fall out of your chair.
I'm not like in the swing of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so Katie Brown's
Yeah, that's fucked ruined. For 60 seconds of her life and posting a fucking dumb photo to Facebook. She's fucked.
I mean, I have people, even like comedians, they'll message me and be like, can you untag me from whatever fucking post from a year and a half ago because I'm trying to get a job and it shows up on Google?
Oh, from like a podcast?
Yeah,
oh,
or wow. A YouTube video or any random thing we've done and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird to think, like... how much social media can affect what you do.
I mean, there's a lot of friends that I see that have like beer cases on their head or like they're doing something terrible in their profile picture. And once they like start looking for a job, all those pictures seem to just fucking disappear, which is smart. But I mean, definitely like a fucking look into your social life and how you want to present yourself.
Oh, you probably should have never posted those photos anyway.
To begin with, but yeah, they're like in their 20s.
There's a lot of things phrased weirdly. Oh. If you take
things out of context,
tweets.
Oh, those are the worst.
I've made some tweets.
Yeah, you tweeted in your day.
I've tweeted in my day, and but I never like think like, oh god, this is coming back to haunt me, because I feel like, you know what, I'll own it.
You blow up overnight. Everyone knows who you are. Mm. You know, a journalist is going to your Twitter and just fucking scrolling and looking for dirt. There's nothing there that you're like, oh, fuck, that one?
I don't know yet, to be honest with you.
All night tonight, he's scrolling through like, if I blow up tonight.
Every once in a while, Time Hop will pop up, and I'll be like, man, what the fuck was I talking about here?
Sean. Oh, yeah.
This guy can't even make meal decisions. How am I supposed to trust him with our company? Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, so, I mean, sometimes random things will pop up.
Spaghetti or chicken noodle soup? Anyway,
so Cody Cooper's here.
Hey guys.
No, you. What have you been doing this week? You've been hanging. I know, like, not too recently. Well, actually, that didn't sound right. That sounded like a long time
ago.
Sounded
like one of your tweets, is what it sounded like. Yeah.
Got him. But you did the Future Headliners show at Funny Stop and stuff like that.
Yeah, one of these past Tuesdays, about a month ago.
Is that with Cribbly?
So that's what...
Yeah. Cribbly,
that's what you're
Chris
doing.
Harvey.
You're Future headlining. That's what you're doing right now.
That's the plan.
You're on that. You're on that circuit. I'm a Future Headliner circuit.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
You just rolling around, like, popping off 20 minutes here and there, trying to feature? What's Cody Cooper up to? Because I really don't know that much.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I still have a day job. I'm wearing that shit right now. But, the comedy thing, I've been at it for about 3 years. I help produce shows. Like, me and Bill Squire, we do a Monday night show at Barrio in Lakewood. Mm. And then I also help with the Bonkers Club. It's like a chain that's at the Hofbräu House downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So I help run shows there. Like, I book the feature and MC. Right now, in the comedy scene, like, I'm not at the feature level yet. Mm-hmm. I'm still like in the MC.
But you're doing a lot of behind the scenes promoting work then.
Yeah, a little bit more like production, I would say, than like the marketing,
getting things together.
Yeah, like booking people and like making sure the show is run
and pulling it off.
Right.
Exactly. I was why. So you got the day job though? Is that your solar panel job you're talking about in your act?
Yeah. So I do. I'm a sales consultant for solar panels. Like, we design and install solar panel systems for, and
now
door to door.
No, God, no.
I want to know something.
You just hold this giant panel. Hey, no. Save you a lot of
Look
money.
Look at all the power coming off this.
This is really things. Heavy. Please buy it.
is solar energy the way of the future?
I believe it's one of the solutions for the future. I mean, obviously, there's going to be like an energy crisis, but I mean, I think it's a one piece.
Well, I mean, it's a lot more of a renewable resource than petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is getting power from the sun.
Or coal or stuff like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, you have your different renewables like wind, solar, geothermal, stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it's a It's a cog in the machine of renewables.
So where does solar energy come into your life? Like, you're like, I just imagine you're like,
say come from
me too.
The fucking sun, man.
I was getting there. From
solar
namely
energy
the sun.
Going
all right, forward. Cody, answer me this.
I was about to tweet it, but I got you here.
Do I have solar energy?
Let's get it from the
kitchen?
Horse's mouth. Let's get it from the horse's mouth.
So, but no, I just like you're saying this solar. I imagine you just like strolling along down the street practicing the comedy album that you're working on, and then
like a rapper, like you're saying your own rhymes over and over again.
No headphones on.
No, he has headphones, but it's just laugh tracks.
Vomit out of my sweater already.
And then, and
mom's
you just
spaghetti or chicken noodle soup.
Oh, there you go. So then you're just like walking down the street and you look over and you see like the solar store. And you're like,
they have a lot of those
because those exist. Yeah, go ahead.
And you're like, I'm gonna tra-la-la up into the solar store.
Yeah, ding, he walks in.
Yeah, and then you're like
the doorbell going off, so they know he's there.
And of course, there's like a sales energy energy salesman that like slides in.
Yeah,
he's like, "What's up,
holy
man?"
Holy shit, the first customer in fucking 4 weeks.
you're like, I wanted to know more about solar energy. How can I get into this? And they were like, "Well, you know what, sir? We have an internship right now.
Work for free."
And that's how you got into it.
Pretty much. No. No, it was actually the owner of my company. It was the best man at my cousin's wedding. So like out of college, my cousin was like, "Hey, I know you're kind of into renewables, and I got this friend that's starting this company up." So
you're already into renewables.
You're collecting all the cans and shit at the wedding. He's like, "So I can see that you're into fucking, thinking green."
Got the reduce, solar reuse, power. Recycle, assholes. That's what it's about.
That's funny. But no, so yeah, how do you already have an interest in this?
Well, I mean, my mom was like an environmental science teacher and stuff, and my stepdad growing up was an environmental engineer, so I guess it kind of like I've always had like an interest
so
in renewables.
It's
and
the family business. You're just branching out of it.
Family interest, maybe.
Family
yeah,
interest.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, certainly got involved with it after college, and then it's about 5.5 years now I've been doing it.
But then, as far as comedy, you're just you're doing this weekly show Monday night, you said.
Yeah, Monday night, and then typically Fridays and Saturdays we have shows at Hofburg House at the Bonkers Club there.
So are you going up every week, or are you just promoting every week? I mean, booking things like that every week?
Yeah, I perform every Monday at Barrio, and then every Friday and Saturday I'm usually performing in some regard, whether I'm emceeing it or doing like a guest spot.
Go ahead.
Oh, is the Barrio crowd like really diverse? Do you get a lot of the same people coming back? How is it when you have to like go up there and you make new
you
acts
said that's
every time?
The Bill Squire show, right?
Right.
So that's
yeah, yeah,
the show, and he's promoting that every Monday on the radio before he comes down, and like he said, what's the
is it like diverse, like a ton of people coming back because they like seeing Bill there and shit?
You do start to gain like a small following or whatnot of people, but I mean Barrio, it gets so they drive so much business to themselves anyway that you'll start
seeing new people
like
they
meander over.
They got great
stuff.
Burritos. Is that what it is?
Tacos.
Dude,
tacos.
It's sick. Tacos. Yeah, it's really good.
But no burritos?
No.
No.
It's like a.
What
remember,
plate? Hold
remember
on.
That place that like you like
you
check
watch
the things
your mouth.
You want.
Yeah. Choose your next words carefully.
You check. You check the ingredients that you want on it, like on the list of a hamburger. That's kind of
like
the same thing for Barrio.
It's like a taco SAT.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Filling bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Metro Burger was like
and
that.
And you win every time.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say he told me not to say it. I'm like, go ahead. But what kind of taco place doesn't have burritos?
A taco place.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. I mean, like,
okay, fair enough.
So glad we're saving you from all these tweets.
What kind of taco place doesn't have burritos?
Travesty.
It's not a Mexican.
Where's
place.
My America? That's what you sound like.
Make America great again. Oh Jesus! Did you do Black Friday shopping before?
No.
Did you watch videos on YouTube of people Black Friday shopping?
No.
This is my new pastime.
Oh, sweet.
It replaced.
You stopped crying.
Yeah. No.
That was from last week's episode.
I was watching people play Mario Maker on YouTube. Now I watch people Black Friday shop.
Wow.
And my new favorite video is
the time
this.
You have and the way you spend it fucking blows my mind. I was watching people do a game that I could be playing, but I'm not.
So this woman, right?
Yeah.
She's Black Friday shopping, and mm-hmm. they let everybody in the store at once, and they're swarming these boxes. And this woman and her child both get a... Excuse me, coffee burp. This woman and her child both get a box.
Yeah. Right?
And while they're standing there, another woman runs up, reaches right into the child's hands,
oh, fuck.
And rips the box out of her hands.
Shut up. Right? How old was this lady, you think? Give me some ages.
All right, so mom's probably 30. This lady's probably 30. Kid's like 6.
6?
Yeah,
stealing
young.
From a 6-year-old?
It rips it right out of the 6-year-old's hands.
Yeah.
And then the mom of the 6-year-old starts just like wailing on the other woman, attacking
Good
her.
For her. Mm.
Trying to like yoke her
right
and choke her.
Yep.
And then the woman who stole the box starts going, "Why are you so aggressive? You're scaring me. Why are you attacking me? You're scaring me." And it just cracked me up because I was like, I love the way this woman just like, doesn't she was like, "Oh, nobody saw me stole it, so I'm gonna make it look like you know what I mean?"
Yeah,
it's like LeBroning. Remember that when you just like fall, like you
out
take
of nowhere.
A flop,
yeah
the mm-hmm. flopping. So it's like that.
Was there any resolve to it? Did the lady get arrested for anything?
The video
like that?
Ended.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I wish there was a PS to that story.
It's the way the internet is.
Yeah. Have you seen Jingle All the Way?
Oh, fuck yeah. So Sinbad showed up?
Yeah. They got a Jingle All the Way 2 now.
Oh, my God. It's a little kid from Star Wars Episode 1 in it? Cause he sucks.
No, it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, wow.
God.
All-star cast.
And,
I don't know how you go from Arnold to Larry the Cable Guy, but...
I think they went from Sinbad to Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
who the fuck
antagonist?
Else is in it? I think there's like a wrestler, Hopefully. Like Hornswoggle. Like a little midget
oh.
wrestler.
He takes the boy's place?
I
sure do love Turbo Man.
It's like Hornswoggle and it's something like that. Hornswoggle and Larry the Cable Guy.
Is that a WWE production?
I think they put money in it.
Fuck.
They love that.
That sucks.
They
That's
got,
a bummer.
Yeah, they're into
After that. See No Evil, man, they went all in.
Yeah, me and him watched one day with Triple H in
and?
It. And it had Michael Rapaport in it.
Did it feel like a porno without sex? That's how I feel like a WWE production
no,
is.
No, but it felt like Michael Rapaport probably directed it like while he was filming.
What is that?
And
what?
And acting.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah,
like he just did all
like Kevin Smith. I get
yeah.
it.
Michael Rapaport, he just. Yeah, I mean, it felt like it was just his vision. Anyway, you want to take a break? Then
yeah,
we'll
sure.
come back and talk about Cody Cooper.
I love
I'm
you.
I'm offended by this jingle all the way.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of 5 of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
I need to mix them all out. I need the mixer, cause I'm the fixer.
For the longest time, I tried.
Sorry.
I tried to figure out like what the secret reference to the song was. I was like, he's gotta be rapping about drugs or something, but.
I wasn't listening to it, so I don't know.
Now I legitimately think he's just talking about cookies.
Oh.
Cookies. What did you say, Josie? If I not, I don't have you turned up. Go for it.
Black people refer to their vaginas as cookie boxes. Have you never heard that?
Weekly racism from Joseph.
Maybe it is.
Remember when she... Reverend I've never...
Justin well, Jackson. Sean has a black girlfriend.
Yeah, I have a black girlfriend.
And she,
I've
like, poke me in the cookie box, Sean.
I've never had her say, poke me in the cookie box. Never once.
Did she ever say poke? I don't... Probably not.
There was one time I was watching pornography. And it was a black girl getting fucked by a white guy. And she kept going, oh, you white devil. I don't even like your white dick, you white devil. Whoa. And I asked her, I was like, why don't you say that kind of stuff to me?
Oh, I thought you asked the porn star. I was like, what?
No, I asked my girlfriend. Yeah, I was like, call me white devil.
I need some hatred. Take your retribution.
I need something new to get me going.
Jesus. Then we broke up.
She's going to love listening to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She loved listening last week.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah, that was torture. She got to listen to it with somebody.
Was it kind of girlfriend? Was it that one?
Yeah.
You missed this. Well,
your face took a turn on that, too. You're like, damn it.
And got pretty candid, and she loved it.
No sarcasm there.
Cram your macadamia nut cookie in my box.
Macadamia nut cookie. Anyway, so... Cody Cooper.
Yes, sir.
He's alive and well in Lousy Weather Media. That's what this is. Podcast.
I gathered that.
So where are you from? I know I asked you this earlier. You said Brunswick?
That's where I grew up. I live in Lakewood currently, but yeah.
But Brunswick, okay. So we go up the Towpath Trail.
All right.
We just start riding right along the Erie Canal, and we run right into, the Erie Canal. Mm-hmm. And we run right into, go ahead, Josie. I know you're just waiting. God, it's not working. She's over there, like, got her finger, like, on the button.
And now for there another edition of
Geography.
See, Sean, I can't hear it, so I don't even know if it's playing.
It did.
Oh, okay. It played.
That's how much geography comes up. I had to make a
geography.
Yeah, I had to make a
but
jingle.
But no, so we go up the towpath. Mm-hmm. The Erie Canal. We run right into Little Brunswick, right?
Little Brunswick.
Little Brunswick.
Is that like
Little China?
Canada now?
So, yeah.
Oh, we're running into Brunswick, eh?
I think there
Tim Hortons are there.
I think there is a Brunswick right there in, like, Ontario.
Hockey night in Canada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey night?
Hockey night.
Hockey night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Brunswick. How long were you there for?
From, like, 10 years old to throughout high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was, like, the main place. Where were you born at?
Spent 0
Cedar
to 10
Cyanide Hospital,
in
huh?
East Cleveland.
East, yeah. Oh, so in the hood.
In
the dirty
Slavic
hood.
Village.
You did tell me this. You told me this earlier. You were in the dirty hood.
Yeah, dirty.
You were like, you and MGK were kicking it.
Yeah, my mom got like discounted rent by painting over the graffiti on our apartment.
Nice.
Weird. It was like that kind of hood.
So, you and MGK. But, so, is that, like, do you, like, do you feel that weird kinship to East Cleveland? Like, when you listen to MGK, are you like, yeah, that's where I'm from?
Don't let the lack of tattoos fool you. I'm way tougher than MGK.
So, you were more hood and more legit. You were running the streets, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, running the streets.
That's what my Echo wardrobe in Brunswick told me.
So then we...
And I'm racist.
We went to Brunswick for the high school years, the important ones, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of student were you and stuff?
I was like, of course, the class clown, just always getting...
You were?
Suspended and...
Usually people are like... to interrupt you. Usually people are like, I was just quiet and calm and confident and
he's asked,
got good
are
grades.
You were you the class clown to like the past like 6 comedians? You're like, nah. And then you bring it up, you're like, I was kind of the class clown. He's like, fuck.
Jump my question. So you were just like cracking jokes, putting your leg behind your head? Like what do you mean class clown?
Yeah, I mean it was just always I just had poor attention in class. Like I was, I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I was like very smart, but I just would like, my bigger goal was to just make everybody laugh. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I won whenever I'd piss the teacher off and they would like laugh at my joke, but also be like that mad at me that they laughed.
Defeated.
Right. Yeah. See, that's a good spot to get because you make somebody so, it's something that irritates them so much, but you do it so well that they're like, ha, fuck, right. You got me.
I feel like how you jerk off, just be smart, like, mm-hmm. I know you are, and stop being an asshole.
Stop wasting your potential, Cody.
Right, hell yeah, yeah. I
heard that a lot. Were you always wanting to perform? Were you like a singing show tune type guy?
Dancing? I was not High School Musical. No, yeah. that's not the direction I went.
Did you go to the fame school?
Sorry, but you enjoyed getting a rise out of people, at least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was like, yeah.
So, did you do like sports or anything like that?
No, I waited until college to do that. I was too sidetracked being cool in high school.
I relate to that because I was like way too punk rock for sports. And then as soon as I graduated school, I
went to NIT and fucking started.
I became like the biggest football fan ever. Like, I know about Peyton Manning. Hell yeah. So that's basically how school went for me. I was just like, no, sports were way too like, you had to be like school spirited to deal with that.
Right.
Now you're like a pep rally guy.
Now I almost wish I could go back and like dress up as the Orange Man. Like,
glory days.
I went to Ellett High School, and our mascot was we're the Orange Men, is what we are, the Ellett Orange Men. Alma mater.
Where's that on the towpath?
So you take the towpath, right?
It's actually like right up the Little Cuyahoga River right over here. So
Little Cuyahoga is how we call it.
Well, that's what river it is, yeah. The one that runs back here. It's a creek, but they call it the Little Cuyahoga. But anyway, you take the Little Cuyahoga right up into Ellett. But they were Orange Men. And what I'm trying to say is I wish I could go back and be the Orange Man. Like, we had this guy that dressed up in a giant orange suit, and he ran all around.
Was it like Charlie Day's like Green Man? Like, have you seen?
No. It was like a guy in a giant pumpkin costume with a giant E in the middle of it.
Oh,
and he just ran around because he was an Orange Man.
So everyone's like, "Oh, the Ellett pumpkins," and we're like, "We're Orange Men, damn it!"
Yeah, we're Orange Men. And weird. You
what a weird fucking mascot.
What's the history of that?
The Orange Men?
Yeah, you probably know.
Yeah, I do. Legitimately. Okay, so in Ireland, you had your Catholics and Protestants and different type of Catholics and all this. So you had your real Irish, if I'm saying this right, let me, Michael Kalinich can get me on the facts here. Okay. But so in Ireland, you had your Irish green Catholics, and then you had the orange Protestants. And the ones that settled that Ellett area originally in the 1800s were Irish Protestants. Orange Men. And they were like, they just called the area after that. And it was like a hearkening throwback to that when they named the school.
Huh.
Syracuse has the same like story.
Really?
That's why they're the Syracuse Orange.
The Drop Orange. The men.
But they used to be the Orange Men. This whole city's full of weird things like that, if we're going to talk more geography.
Yeah, sure. Please.
If you've ever noticed the schools, like you have North High School and East High School.
Yeah, directions.
Those are the ones that are left. Well, if you've noticed orange, the North High School was...
the Vikings?
Vikings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the East High School was... Oriental. That'd be awesome. No, they were Oriental Dragons. So like...
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
They've dropped...
Oriental Dragons?
They've dropped Oriental from their name.
So they're just the Dragons.
In recent years, but now they're just Dragons. But yeah, so it was North Viking, East Oriental Dragon. Then there used to be a West and a South.
Okay. So they're kind of painting like the world picture, right?
Mm-hmm. That was how you... That's why they were named that way. It's really weird.
That is odd.
Akron history. High school.
What's the dragon mascot? Is it like the traditional, like everybody's under the big dragon?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah. Just a giant Chinese oriental dragon they dance around with.
Who are the mascots for the South and the West?
I think the West was like Cowboys or something that like that.
Sense. Yeah.
And I don't remember what South was. South still exists, but it's like a school for like performing arts now. Miller South. School of Performing.
I did not know that.
Like that. Yeah, so what do you know about Miller South School of Performing?
Nothing.
So, but did you get good grades in school?
Yeah. I mean, freshman year.
You're obviously into like science you like renewable resources.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. expelled my freshman year. So
there we go. That's how you do that. What the hell did you do to get it?
Installing solar panels on top of the school.
You
think green, motherfuckers?
Showed up with a solar panel.
Sean's like, we're orange men.
How does somebody get into being expelled without drugs involved?
Like I said, I was very hood when I was in high school. And one of my friends brought a knife to school.
Fuck yeah.
And he got like, it was like a throwing knife too. I was like, what the fuck are you going to do with this? And
so you whipped out your gun and was like,
don't fucking go. If you're going to do this, you're going to do this right.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, but he like asked me to store it in my locker because he thought everybody was onto him and stuff.
Hmm.
And whatever. So I just ended up like, he got busted for it and then they ratted me out. And then I got expelled for it.
Wow. So. Did he get expelled too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
good. This story sounds fishy.
That's good.
Are you still friends with that person?
Oh, good. That's good. No, not at all.
I feel like the story is truthfully the other way around.
Oh, he had the knife.
I feel like you brought the knife to school.
Hood Cody bringing throwing knives.
And then you just like you came up to a kid with like the knife in hand, like, you better put this in your locker or you're dead, boy. And he so the kid put it in his locker, but then he ratted you out to the science teacher, Mr. Schmidt.
That was his name, right? Yeah.
Mr. Schmidt goes to the principal, you know, everything goes around and they find the knife in the locker. Like, you if you find the knife, like, you must
acquit? I'm not sure where you're going.
Yeah,
trying to fill in the blank. Oh gosh, playing Mad Libs.
Well, I mean, if you're going to tell the whole story, I wasn't going to get into the details. Yeah. But no, he was supposed to get it from me at the end of the day, and he never did. And then the next day came, and I was never in this kid's classes because he was an idiot. Like, he was in the stupid classes. And like, I knew somebody that was a mutual friend, and I was like, here, take this and give it to Matt. And then he like went... And I
that
guess
kid was like, oh,
he
shit.
Ended up saying, like, he's like, it's mine. No, I'm keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in the hallways later on in the day, the kid who actually owned the knife was passing the other kid that had it. And he's like, hey, like, this kid's got a knife. And he started, like, yelling it out in the hallway. So the kid's like, fine, fuck you, man. Here, take it. And then he went to go give it back to him. And then he dropped it in the middle of the hallway.
Oh, shit.
And because it's it's like a throwing knife, so it doesn't have a handle. Like, it just starts tinging on the ground like, in the middle of class changes.
Dead silent.
Yeah, right. And then, so then, like, one of the teachers heard it, and then they busted him, and then they ratted me out in the process.
See, this
I would have
like
just denied it. You were in the clear. It wasn't even in your possession anymore. What the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, I did. And then they did weird shit. Like, they had, like, the kid's girlfriend, like, call me and tapped her phone, and, like, it was like that serious in Brunswick, Ohio.
This is knife conspiracy. Like, this is probably in the paper.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
knife,
real weird.
The knife gate.
I like how they set up a sting operation for you.
Yeah. And then the kicker is my mom was a freshman teacher at the school at the time, so it was like super embarrassing.
It was like bad on her. Oh, she walks in the teacher lounge and they're like,
they're like, that's not a knife.
She's like, so you got expelled. Did you go to like an alternative academy?
The Phoenix Expulsion School or something.
Nice.
Whoa.
So
you had to like empty your shoes out at the door and stuff and like make sure you weren't
I thought it was like
anything.
Phoenix Online, like, they just called it the expulsion school.
It was off of like Route 3 over there in Medina.
There's just there's like bulletproof glass when you walk in and shit.
There was some extreme like I knew very quickly that I was out of my element when I got there.
You were no longer hood.
No,
you
not at all. Well,
that's when the tides changed.
No, I would do like I would always like encourage the shitty kids to be as shitty as possible. Like I remember there was like an IT guy there and he was like messing with the computers, but he had his duster like up on the desk, and so I snatched it and like gave it to one of the druggy kids, and he was huffing it the whole time, like, all fucked up on computer duster the whole time.
So you were just like trying to create havoc then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was trying
like a Gotham villain.
Yeah. the funniest thing, my best memory from being at that school was there was this little Mexican girl, and she had like one of those single braids hanging in the front of her head.
Okay.
And she was like trying to...
Is this like a Mexican thing?
He cut it off.
I guess. I don't know.
They do reverse braids quite a bit.
I don't know much about the culture. But
she was a Padawan.
Yeah. She, somebody, like, she added 8 and 4 and came up with 11, and then like they were like shaming her, and she got so frustrated that she just like grabbed this braid and just ripped it out of her head. I was like, holy shit, I'm not meant to be here. Like,
this is 8 plus 4 is 11, guys.
why were you doing simple addition
Oh, it wasn't me. It was her. So they had like they tailored. Really behind. Yeah, they tailored like math to whatever level you were in, and they like I was in like honors geometry at the time, and they were like trying to give me. They didn't even have like rubric.
Well, honors in expulsion school, is that like regular geometry?
No, they didn't. They didn't have honors classes. Oh, okay. In expulsion school. They just like tried their best to like give me problems that were similar to what I'd be doing.
I don't remember geometry at all. Are corollaries a thing in geometry? I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I know there's a lot of shapes.
Google that, Josie.
A lot of shapes.
I got expelled halfway through, so I didn't really know much.
You graduate from there?
Yeah, I graduated from Brunswick, so it was like the rest of the year. It was like half a year I spent there.
Oh, so you went back in 10th?
Yeah.
Right on. Back. That's good.
I got my shit together. And
well, then you came back more hood.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because you had time spent.
Yeah, I had a few teardrops.
Nice. After I was, yeah. Those are all braids.
Yeah, right. For all the braids I ripped out of other people's heads, I get a teardrop tattoo.
Oh, that's funny. So you go back, you went back to Brunswick with more hood, but you...
Street cred.
Yeah. So yeah, more street cred. Did you try and like dumb it down? Like, all right, I learned my lesson. I better calm down and just do school. Or were you
just
like,
pocket full of knives? I'll show them just winging them
just
everywhere.
Had like a belt of them just chucking them.
Oh, that's funny.
Cutting Cooper's back.
Oh shit. Yeah, no. I got my shit together. A lot of it, because my mom, I didn't even know you could do this. Like, if your child is acting up, you can actually charge them with being unruly. Mm. And, like, that's an actual thing. Like, my mom took me to court for that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And, like, yeah, I got put on
plaintiff, like
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Right.
Holy
shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
we, like, had to meet with a magistrate and stuff and have, like, actual hearings and shit. It was crazy.
Now, did that cause, like, a gigantic rift between you and your mother from there on? Or have you been a respectful son? And
yeah, I mean, at the time, like, it was kind of shitty because, like, I just ate shit and did what I needed to do for the rest of the time I was there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it got worse because, like, later on after I turned 18 and shit, she, like, tried to be, like, harder on me because she knew that she was, like, losing me or losing control over me. But
which always makes somebody push away even
harder.
Yeah,
you can't smother the baby birds. They'll die.
You're like full
that's
of good,
a saying.
Yeah, you're full of good sayings today. Yeah. I like that. But
wait, why'd you go to court?
He just said his mom like took him.
Yeah, I know, but like was there like a certain reason? Like, did you do something? And she's like, "We're going to court, motherfucker."
Yeah,
well, she
probably
wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I was just being too cool, like smoking cigarettes and running away for the weekends and getting hammered and shit.
Yeah, but you were ignoring curfew.
Right, but I was like still doing the shit I needed to do to get done, but like
taking trash out.
Yeah, functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. See, I had my shit together for the most part. Yeah. Getting merit roll, getting hammered on the weekend.
So you did well enough in school then to make it into college, or did you just pay a lot of money?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Okay. I mean, I went to
of course, it costs a lot of money, but...
Right.
So opens a briefcase in front of the fucking enrollment people. He's like, come on.
Stacks will this take care of it?
So you went to expulsionary school. He just slid over
the
briefcase. That never happened.
I pled my case that way, though. I was like, look at where I came from, and like I did so well afterwards.
I've overcame so much.
Yeah, it was like, I played right into like... what they try to do because they're like super focused on diversity.
Yeah, they were like, you're an affirmative action student, but not black. Right. Perfect. Like, we can bring
super
you in.
Super focused on diversity. A white kid walks in, they're like, he's in!
They're like, you didn't know your dad either? Perfect.
He's meeting all the criteria. Right. I got a lot of check marks here, Steve. We're good. And a box full of money.
That's funny. So where'd you go to college at?
Allegheny College. It's in Northwest PA.
Northwest PA, so outside of like Erie and stuff.
Yeah, it's like between Erie and Pittsburgh. Yeah,
like Erie and Pittsburgh's the state apart.
Yeah, I said in between. No, so it's like middle.
Directly,
move your hand down a little bit.
Directly in the middle.
There we go.
Like
your hand down a little bit. There's Allegheny. All right.
Geography with Cody Cooper.
Right.
But, so that's what I'm saying. It's just like directly in the middle of the state.
If you follow the towpath of 79 south, then you'll run right into it.
So you just take 80 across the border.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to make an intersection of where it is.
And then you just run into Allegheny College. Right. But so what made you go 2 hours away, or hour and a half, hour 45?
Good football team?
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess it was really weird because I, like a lot of kids were applying to a lot of different schools, and I kind of put all my eggs in one basket and like applied to that school. And because my mom, I don't know, one of the other teachers recommended it. And so I ended up just like liking the campus, and it had like a real small school feel to it. And that's what I wanted. So that's why I ended up going there. But
did they have athletics? Is it that type of school?
Yeah, it was like D3. I didn't play any like NCAA sports. We played, I played rugby in college. So,
So rugby is like the sport where you run around and throw.
Running involved,
balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like football without
pads. It's like football and soccer.
Yeah,
exactly.
You smash the two together and you got rugby.
There you go.
I think American football is based on rugby, wouldn't it be?
I would imagine so.
They were like, they were like, I seen this game over here, but we're going to change it a little bit. Because it's 1892. And
we're changing shit.
Yeah, nobody will know that we stole it from them.
Do you know who invented rugby?
It like wasn't America. The social media age. Well, I'm talking about the American football.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So they took a rugby ball.
Yeah.
Kind of like shrunk misshaped it down a little bit and kind of took out the soccerness of it.
What position did you play?
There you go. Yeah, give me all this rabbit hole.
You guys are going to give me a hokey-ass joke at this. I played hooker. That's the position I played.
What hokey-ass joke would we make? I don't get it. What do you mean?
Is that like a...
Hooker sounds like a great position.
Somebody that performs sexual acts for money? Is that what that is?
In professional wrestling, a hooker is a guy that can hook you in holds real fast and real tight and like legitimately break your arm in seconds. That's a hooker.
Was that the hooker in rugby, too?
I kind of wish you'd have just made the prostitute joke. No.
Well, fuck, that was boring.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
What did the hooker do?
So the hooker is in the middle of the scrum.
What's a scrum?
Scrum is like after a smaller penalty, like the teams come together and they fight for possession of the ball. So if you've ever like seen rugby, it's like when the two like packs of people collide.
Okay. It's like a fucking like an outsiders rumble.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So I mean, they come together and then they feed the ball in, and then it's the hooker's job to hook the ball back towards his own team.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's kind of what I was doing.
It sounds like a pretty interesting like situation that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do the like Wall of Death mosh pit. Do you know metal music here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wall of Death mosh pit. Like they're gonna separate you.
Red Rover. Yeah.
Right side here.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but the whole everyone come.
Yeah,
right,
we're gonna Braveheart the crews together and just throw a ball in between the two of them.
And you got a hook.
Yeah,
you gotta hook that shit.
Yeah, it's a little more organized, but yeah,
fair enough.
Essentially, okay. Yeah.
So it's a little more organized than Braveheart Warfare.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking Randy Blythe. So there, he's like, "All right, rugby guys, you ready?" Like,
kilts flying upside down. And shit.
That's so you, but you, so you did play sports then. You're an athletic son of a bitch. So
yeah, a little bit.
To say. So I was about to say, you got a little muscle, do you? You like lifting weights, getting leaned out and stuff like that?
Yeah, not so much the leaned out.
He looked down so sad. I wish people could see that. He's like, not so much. Thanks for bringing that up.
My carb intake hasn't gone down. But
you guys would use your eyes. You can tell that I'm not trim by any.
But was that the goal in college, though? You were like, I'm going to get buff. I'm going to play rugby. I'm going to be a man.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it wasn't a too organized of a sport. So, I mean, we did like lift. The people that cared would, but there's a lot of people that were just on the team.
Was comedy and all this stuff, or was this pre all even thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, comedy was always something that I thought that I wanted to do, and I like always had a fun time performing and like making other people laugh and stuff like that. But it wasn't something that I tried until after college and a few years after.
Was it, I guess what I'm asking is, was it something you like thought you could do, or was it just it was just like, yeah, that'd be awesome one day? Or
yeah, it was like one of those things that I thought that I would try one day, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of a pie in the sky type thing. But yeah,
that was, so you went to college,
uh-huh,
we're playing rugby,
You never guessed the degree I got.
I was about to say, did you graduate? What was it? Was it communications?
Take guesses.
No. Yeah.
I was about to say, communications is like the 99.9% answer to what was your degree.
Yeah. Usually it starts off as something else.
No, like, on communications. Do you have a guess?
I've never had physical fitness.
No, no. never had anybody guess. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Pressure. Science teacher.
Is that a degree? No. Is that a degree? I thought it was just education. You figured it out afterwards. Yeah.
See, science teacher degree.
Josie, do you know specific. This?
I do not know, and I don't have a guess because I don't even know what it, I have no idea. No, I
about
no
college
idea.
Degrees in
yeah,
general?
Yeah, no, I didn't go to college. I don't know.
No, I got my degree in physics.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I was so close. I was like, physical. You're like,
so
oh,
you're
no!
Like, you're like, E equals MC squared is what you're into? Is that how it goes? Is that
just
physics?
Just physics or like quantum physics or...
Well, yeah, quantum physics.
Watch Quantum Leap as a child.
Uh-huh. Scott Bakula.
Oh, nice.
No, not really. Everybody's like, oh, so you must love the Big Bang Theory. Like, no.
Mark Cooper. I mean,
No, I just, I don't know. I like the joke that I always make, like during one of my bits, is that in high school we made a catapult that would like launch basketballs into basketball hoops. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's pretty neat. Like, let's just do that with 4 years of my life then. And like, I mean, honestly, if I could go back, I probably would do something more entertainment, like geared. But I don't know. I just fought my way through it.
Physics is hard. Yeah. That's not fun. I took one class, and it took everything I had to get a 76 in it.
So you weren't lying. Yeah. You really were really fucking smart.
Oh, it sounds like something practical.
Or I'm really dumb. Who knows? Could,
sounds like something does...
Take two.
Does this physics become practical to your solar system?
Watch, guys, I'm going to break the solar panel with gravity.
Yeah.
As soon as I said solar system, I just started thinking about Pluto and shit. I was like, all
right, is it still
on.
A planet? I don't know. Twitter?
I meant to say solar. I meant to say tweet. Solar power. But yeah, physics and solar power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use these things? Are you like, okay, I have to bust out a protractor? And fucking like,
you're in sales, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's not making the fucking panels.
So no is the short of that answer.
You have to like idea where they go though, don't you? Like if you're gonna sell the person on the house, like you gotta look at the house and be like, well, you could take a solar panel here.
Yeah.
So you got
you got a roof, right? That'd be a great spot for one.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out how physics...
E equals MC squared doesn't come into that.
No apples falling from trees, huh?
Right. No. Mm-hmm.
So all right. What give me the layman's terms of what physics would be.
Oh my god. Gravity.
Study.
There's one.
Okay.
Jesus Christ,
I got that.
So
like time and distance.
Such a broad.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking,
I mean,
like, are you like is it like diameters of a circle? Like you got times pi.
That's geometry. Geometry.
Hey, you know what geometry is? Geometry. All right. Right. Sean passed high school. Here's your degree.
Yeah.
Confetti starts coming down. And
so like one of my favorite courses was like astrophysics. And one thing that you would solve is like, how long does it take a photon? Do you know what a photon is?
They use them in Star Trek a lot.
Photons in the proton.
Yeah, so
photons
to
fire.
Or a neutron.
Usually Klingon ships, right? They shoot them with those.
I'm going to lose you guys if I start explaining.
No, I'm in.
We're with you. Yeah, okay. We're here. So, photons.
Do you know the wave-particle duality of light?
No.
So light can be measured in photons, which is a particle, or it can be measured in waves.
Okay.
So a particle is the photon. So essentially one of the things that I would figure out was how a photon would make its way from when it was born in the core of of the sun or something, and how long it would take that to randomly come out of the corona of the sun and then work its way to the Earth.
If it took 30 years for it to get from the sun to the Earth, does that become 30 light years?
So light years is like a misconception. A light year is a measure of distance. It's not a measure of time. A light year is how long it takes for light to travel one.
I thought that's where we were going.
How far light travels during 1 year's time.
And you wanted to know how fast it got there?
How much time it would take, yeah.
I still...
Don't get fixated.
I was about to
talk about wrestling?
No. No, I'm in. Photon. I still feel like the whole photon thing's the time relevance of it, and then the light year's distance relevance. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
So it's just how far a light can travel in a year.
How would you think of Interstellar?
The movie?
I enjoyed it for what it was. I think.
Could you poke holes in it?
No, I'm not close enough to physics. Right.
Is that the movie with Matthew McConaughey?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot cooler if you did. Yeah, that's him.
I know that one.
Yeah. So you're a physicist.
Yeah, I mean.
I would use that term very loosely.
Oh, okay. But you can.
You got this degree in physics, though.
Yeah, so the way that I feel about my physics degree is that it's something like I could get through, but conceptually I didn't 100% like understand it. Mm-hmm. Like there are some people that would go in there and just like understand everything that they were hearing. Mm-hmm. But I was more like, okay, well I can solve these problems by like working my way through them.
Right.
But I didn't like 100% understand the whole concept behind what I was solving.
You don't feel like this could be your backup plan. You're not going to work for NASA.
No, God, no.
That's what you're trying to
say. What about teach?
There you go.
You taught us.
Yeah, because teaching is like when you're kind of at the base level of knowing how to do something, you just teach it instead. Like,
right.
If you're the best student
those
in the class.
Those who can't do teach, right?
Just exactly. Wait for it.
If you're the best student in the class but you can't get a job, you just start teaching that class. You know what I mean?
That's how teachers happen. That's how teachers are born.
Come out a little egg, a little stork egg.
Out of the corona of the sun.
Yeah, can't smother the baby birds.
Yeah, all right.
All the way back around. But all right, so after college, you graduate, you get this diploma handed to you on stage.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that's not how it went.
Did you go on stage?
Oh, that's exactly how it
went. Nice.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you got this diploma handed to you on stage.
Did you make the speech?
No.
Speech. Okay. Everybody start chanting. But no, okay, so you moved back here, I assume? Or were you like, I'm going to stay in the middle of Pennsylvania?
No, yeah. I came back to Strongsville, which is where my grandmother lived. So in senior year of high school, I moved from my mom's to my grandmother's, who was in Strongsville.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to college, and then I came back, and I was living with my grandmother.
Man, Strongsville's got a orchestra.
Okay.
Really?
You know who else does? Cleveland. I don't know if you knew that.
Anyway, I think I was thinking about Streetsboro.
You could have
anyway,
been.
A
lot of cities with S's.
Yeah, and a lot of orchestras.
So what'd you get into after college? You just start working McDonald's or something? Like what?
I'm a physics major. I can flip a burger. I know how it lands.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of photons. This kid's like fucking stoned out of his mind. Like, I hate my life.
Well, Sean, if you were listening, I got the job working with a solar consulting
company.
Right. Okay. So you just went to a wedding and right out of college. And
I didn't
then
go to the wedding. What are you talking crazy?
I thought you met the guy at a wedding. He was
No, it was my cousin's best man. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was like, hey, best man is starting this company. Would you like to work
apparently,
for
yeah,
would you like to come
listening
to my wedding? Right.
Right.
Like when you told
we
me
need someone to pick up cans.
When you told me the story earlier, yeah, I just imagined you walking around in a suit with a bow tie.
In a trash bag.
And collecting cans. And then
I didn't even tweet it. I don't know how you like didn't understand. Said it to your face with inflection and everything.
Nice, yeah.
And the best man was just like, hey, you know who needs a guy like you?
Me.
Oh, that's funny. But okay, so you just started working solar job.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when did you start fucking telling jokes?
A little longer than 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So when did you get out of college?
In 2010 I graduated.
So 5 years, and you've been working at that place for 5 years. That makes sense.
So it was like two years after you started solar panel selling.
Yeah, so did that like spark it? You're like, I got good stories.
Yeah, you're like, God. Or were you like, this is a dead-end job?
People are like,
does
it work at night? I got to tell this on stage.
Right, right.
Yeah, people are pretty fucking dumb sometimes.
Does it work at night? No, I'm kidding. No.
People be like, do like the reflection off of the moon?
I know that's the sun's light. Yeah. I know
like,
something.
If I flash like a flashlight on it, will it produce power? Like, Jesus Christ.
So it wouldn't.
I mean, it would, but you're going to expend more energy.
With the batteries.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's just like.
Because I guess we would just be shining lights at solar panels. Be like, no, it takes in a lot more than we give out.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what got you to start telling jokes then?
I think it was like a mixture of the like the job like feeling like it wasn't what I was intended to do, and mixed with the that was like exactly right before like I broke up with my girlfriend.
I was literally like in my head going, okay, my next question is going to be, did you have a girlfriend when you started? Yeah. Because it was, I can like imagine being like, oh, I'm selling solar panels. I have no girlfriend. What am I going to do on Monday night? Like,
I live with my grandma. It's either kill myself or tell some jokes.
Let's make people smile, Cody.
So then you just started strolling down the street.
Oh, fuck. With a bag full of knives.
And just tra-la-la'd right into the comedy club.
Don't want solar panels? Let me tell you a joke then.
Yeah, so yeah,
your merch table's just solar panels.
Oh, that's funny. Solar panel
you
t-shirts.
You should do what the bum up by the grog shop does. Like, hey, if I tell you a joke you've never heard before, you have to buy a solar panel.
Oh, yeah. That's with good. With his cigarettes.
Yeah, he's like, if you tell me, if I could tell you a joke you've never heard, you have to give me a cigarette.
I met that guy. I know what you're talking about.
He's there every
yeah.
show.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly. He told me, he propositioned that to me while I was walking to a comedy show to perform.
Yep. So you should have like took him up on it.
Yeah, but if I
joke.
Know it, you have to buy a solar panel.
I would have been like, you're writing my material tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Here's a cigarette. All right, give me another one.
Sorry,
that's a whole, fucking ghostwriter.
Go through a whole pack of cigarettes. It's like, I got a carton today, buddy. Yeah. Like,
20 jokes out of one pack. This guy's a gold mine.
That'd be awesome. Before you know, you just got like jokes about nickels and shit. Literally just random objects. All right, so what got you telling jokes? We still haven't gotten out of you. Like, where you were like, how did you do it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Broke up with your girlfriend, or she broke up with you?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it was kind of like mutual. Like, so out of college, I was in a long-distance relationship. She was in Pittsburgh, I was in Cleveland. And so it would be like every other weekend I was traveling out there and stuff. And then it started to get to that point where it was like, let's either make a move or let's stop doing this. Mm-hmm. So,
running out of gas money?
Yeah, right.
He put solar panels on his car.
So, we ended up like calling it off. And then I was just like in kind of a rut at work. And I was like, oh, let's just try this. So, there was like a workshop that they started doing at the Improv where this guy, Dave Schwenson, who was like in the comedy scene previously, would like bring people in, help work in their material, and then he would put on a show at the Improv on a Wednesday where you could like invite your family.
Oh, like a showcase.
Yeah, right on. Exactly.
Now, was this like improving, like, or was it doing stand up? Was it doing
sketch? It
was
stand up.
Okay, right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you worked on you with one on one or with a group?
It was a group, so there's like 10 of us.
Like a seminar classes.
Yeah, kind of.
And then I put it to pro wrestling terms.
Right.
You bring in your kids, you put like 10 kids in like a training facility and you train them all. And then when you start getting them worked up for matches, then you start putting them in front of crowds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They bring friends and family crowds and sell tickets and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Pyramid scheme. I get it.
Right. that's exactly how it was. And then when I did it, I did fairly well. And I mean, I just
it was friends
doing
and family. Come on, now.
Are they still?
I did bring a lot. Like,
I brought my whole youth group here, so we're good.
Yeah,
are they still doing this out of the Improv, like a training class?
Yeah, they still do that. It's like a month course. It's like 3 Saturdays, and then you do the show. But yeah.
I thought Josie was going to say something.
I have a question. Oh, did you know it. Other comedians? Because generally that's how a lot of them get into. Did you know, like, Bill already? Or
yeah, no. See, I knew nobody. That's kind of why I, like, did it like that. Because a lot of people kind of frown upon going in that way. They're like, oh, that's too commercial of a way.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they like a lot of people are like, oh, you don't need to do that, which you don't.
That's like being like trying to play guitar and like I'm taking lessons. They're like pussy.
If you think
right.
Learn on your own.
Listen to Hendrix and pick along, bro.
Yeah, man.
Pick along, bro.
Right. Yeah. But the scene around here is definitely more on the like alternative side or more like it's not so. I guess, like, poppy.
Well, like fucking ventriloquist dolls? What do you mean?
No, like, you know what I mean? It's, okay.
Mm-hmm. Put it in wrestling terms.
Let me just tweet it to you guys real quick. You'll get what I'm saying.
The comedians around here take a lot more obscure topics, niche things, a lot of and things like that, rather than doing those like Cosby jokes that everybody can laugh at the club. You know what I mean? And you almost feel like taking seminar classes or things like that will put you into being
it's
like...
It's more like a mainstream thought base.
Being, hey, I'm Johnny Club comedian rather
what's
than...
What's with airline peanuts?
Rather than being like, I'm tortured soul, long beard comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I mean, that wasn't like the reason that I went that route. I have to do this... Like, if I'm going to get involved with something, like, I don't think that I could have done the open mic thing because it would have been too daunting for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like super critical of myself, so I needed to set something up that would like force me to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if I pay this money and these people are like expecting me to show up, these
it's like a gym membership.
Saturdays, right? Yeah. Exactly. So I was like basically just forcing myself into it to do it and see it through. And then once I did, it was like I didn't do it a lot in probably like the first 5 months after that. Mm. Like I would do it here and there and like book myself for stuff to force me again to like do stuff, but yeah, I mean that was the platform that I needed to like jump off, rather than you know
go to an open mic and sign up and be like, okay, this is probably going to be awful.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Fingers crossed that I don't cry.
Here's my 5 minutes about solar panels, guys.
Like, you guys are in physics. All right, I'm Cody Cooper.
And it's like a super like it's so much more like embracing way to get into it. I mean, even though you're paying money to do this class and stuff, like you're going to do pretty well probably because you have a lot of your family and friends there, so it's like a good way to kick
training
start
wheels kind
of right. So then when you actually go to an open mic and you eat a lot of shit, then you're like, oh well, I did good that one time. And so it doesn't like piss on your dreams right away, you know what I mean?
So then when did it start rolling for you then? Because I'm sure you didn't feel comfortable. Well, I mean, you felt comfortable enough because you're in front of the friends and family and those things, but I'm sure you didn't feel like, okay, I got this for a period of time.
Right. I think it was more like just validating that I could do it. Mm. And then like once I started doing like open mics, like I would get enough laughs to like keep the fire burning, I guess. Mm. And then it probably wasn't until I started palling around with my one buddy, Jeremy Rowland, and he started like taking me to shows and like doing a lot of shows with me. That really like kickstarted it. That's how I started to like get to know people in the scene, and then feel more comfortable like going and doing it and really understanding.
He was kind of like I try to shy away from like mentor term, but he was kind of like we call it the bootstraps theory, like where he kind of grabbed you by your bootstraps and pulled you in to it.
Yeah, in a way, but we were both kind of like starting too, so
getting
like
wet.
It wasn't like he was. It's not like he was the mentor. It was more like we were just doing it together, and he would be like, hey, man, I'm going to come pick you up, and we're going to go do this show, and I'm like, man.
So he was like the motivator, kind of.
Yeah,
like, hey,
right.
We should both do this, man.
Right, right. So he would, like, find these obscure shows, and then we'd go do them together.
Is he still out running around telling jokes? I know I'd heard his name before.
So he is kind of, like, doing the family man thing right now. He still does perform and, like, produce shows here and there, but we've kind of, like, went our own ways comedy-wise.
You feel like you've got – I mean, I don't want to – put him down, but you feel like by saying like you're more serious, but you feel like you've moved more into it than he has.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, he has 3 kids of his own and stuff, and now he's dating a girl that has 3 kids as well.
So he's got a Brady bunch.
Yeah,
exactly. So
they have
I mean,
a maid
or a step by step.
Nice,
right?
You got any other ones?
How many shows did they be like? Oh, we're gonna take 6 kids.
I think just Partridge Family. I think was a scenario.
They had at least like maybe 4. Yeah. Susan Day was in there somewhere.
Well, to put it in wrestling terms,
So, Mr. McMahon. All right, but anyway.
It's like a 4-way tornado tag.
Oh, nice, Bob.
So you started going out and with him, were you traveling, going back to Pittsburgh or anything?
Yeah,
so
he would sign us up for, like, shows in Indiana and shit, and I'm like, man. But it would be a lot of fun because we'd, like, make a big thing about it, like, you know, go out on a Saturday and, like, crash there at a hotel or something.
Traveling can be fun, too. Like, you stop at Sheetz every time you can.
That's
stop
the fun
at
part
Sheetz.
Of traveling.
Yeah.
Made to order.
Yeah, I mean, that's like part of the fun is like finding somewhere to piss at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's fun.
Just hammered, berating the guy behind the counter at a hotel.
Exactly.
While we're eating Taco Bell, we did that.
That's part of the fun. Yeah.
Wait, so you're eating Taco Bell while talking to the manager?
We're like talking to this guy has no interest in talking to us about our bullshit. We're just hammered, like yelling shit at him.
Just like in the lobby, just screaming at this guy.
Yeah. Rice is falling everywhere. Something about photons, man.
See, these people have burritos. It's the way it's supposed to be.
What taco place is
Taco
burritos?
Bell has burritos.
Stick not that burrito in your pipe, Bell. Barrio. You still have them.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, that Burrito Bell. That's funny. They need to have a Burrito Bell.
No, they have a Taco Bell. Oh, yeah. That serves burritos.
What did they branch off?
Yeah, Burrito Bell. Yeah, and it's just the burritos off the menu. I feel like a tank.
And Taco Bell gets rid of all burritos on the menu.
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's like
where
that.
Where did the quesadillas go?
Yeah, that's like Netflix, and when they did that other thing with the DVDs distribution.
Yeah,
that's like when they split off, they're like, no, we're just gonna do streaming now.
They said they were gonna change the name of it too, and they never did.
I can't remember what it was called. Whatever.
Yeah, it never happened.
It's weird, but no, it might divide your income.
Yeah, well, if you stopped selling stuff and someone else did, yeah, I would say so. That might take some of it away.
Well, they would own both. They could have Burrito Bell and Taco Bell.
Then they'd have to pay double
for the buildings.
And people, yeah, employees.
This is a bad idea, Sean.
Yeah, terrible.
I'm quite the corporate think tank you guys are running.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes
we don't make a lot of money off this podcast, but we're trying.
I'm looking for some endorsements from Burrito Bell. Yeah.
If they would start up, I'd say it on the podcast. I love Burrito Bell. Sean has.
Never eats there.
I tweeted.
We've come up with
Burrito
some pretty
Bell or
good
Taco Bell
business ideas. Do I have Burrito Bell or Taco Bell?
What's in the house, Sean? Oh, this motherfucker. Never knows what my cabinets look like.
Oh, man. So when did you start doing the Monday Barrio shows?
I want to say it's almost a year and a half ago or so.
Is Bill doing this before WMS?
No, he started doing this after I was on the first show. Like, he was asking for people to sign up for it, and I signed up for it. And then after the show, I just kind of shot him a message like, hey, man, thanks. I appreciate it. Like, I didn't really know him that well at this time. And I was like, if you ever need any help with anything, just let me know. And he just was like, hey, man, would you like to help with the show? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Man, we had him here, and he was a bootstraps guy. He loves, like, finding anybody that he thinks is got an inch of funniness and working with them, not like, oh, I'm helping this guy out, but it like, hey, I'm working with this guy, you know. That was like the general attitude I got.
Yeah, and I mean, he's been like a huge help with me. I mean, that's why I call him my comedy dad, because he's like kind of taking me under his wing, and like, he was the one that like pushed me to do stuff and like would take me along to different shows, and he's the one that got me into Funny Stop, like to do a guest spot there before I ever even performed.
Before you ever did amateur, weren't
a contest.
Yeah, you weren't doing contests. You were getting pulled in by Bill Squire.
Right, and the cool thing about Bill is like, he's not afraid to like throw people into a scenario if they're not ready for it yet, just to see, just to get a taste of it. You know what I mean? Like, I've done guest spots at Hilarities before I was ready. And
how'd that go?
Before I was ready.
Take that part and just, you know, use your imagination.
Right.
I ate shit.
Right.
Bill gave me a spoon and a microphone.
Right.
And I went on stage.
Asked everybody to defecate in my bowl for me. Yeah.
And then, so then you got a comedy dad, and it sounds weird. Like stepdaddy Bill, like hello,
stepdaddy Bill.
Anyway, but so you got
contact name.
So you got a comedy dad, and you started strolling around. But you didn't have to go through a lot of the local down here eating shit. You had to eat shit up there when you weren't ready for it. Is basically what you're saying.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to paint that kind of picture. Before that, I would do a lot of open mics where I would, you know, cut my teeth and stuff like that. But the opportunities that I've gotten through Bill have certain, like, I think, fast forwarded me, like, through a lot of that
stuff. You became a future headliner out of it.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Exactly.
The future headliner.
Right.
But you, so what's the future.
No. He's like headlining. All right, end the show.
Get that crystal ball here.
But no, I mean, what are you working towards now? Are you kind of like comfortable in this booking role, or are you like, hey, I'm working on this set so I can get my album, so I can get my DVD, so I can get my, I don't know.
T-shirt, what else you got?
Yeah, I think that's
theater performances.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of ambitious for where I'm at now. I mean, honestly, my goal right now is to just polish myself as a host. Like, my next big step would be like starting to MC at Hilarities or, you know, the A clubs in Cleveland and stuff like that. And certainly the Bonkers Club and working there has been able to help me like work out my material and stuff and further that goal. But that would be like the next big feather in my cap. And
so then, your media goal is just getting time, basically.
Yeah. Getting paid work at actual clubs and stuff like that. I mean, that's a huge
being
step.
Paid is always good.
Yeah. Money's cool.
Right.
I mean, how do you like emceeing?
I enjoy it.
Is it hard to like warm up the crowd or anything like that? Like, you go up cold and you're the guy that they see first and shit, and you set the mood kind of.
Well, right. Sometimes you can just leave it cold for the next person.
Yeah. Do you do that? Like, hey, good luck, asshole.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey guys, you ready for jokes?
Yeah. It's like, I hope this guy's funny. Here you go. It's like, fuck.
It's like, yeah, admitting fault. Like,
I got a comedy dad. Take the mic.
I'm gonna go cry to my dad now. But yeah, I mean, MC, like most people will tell you, it's the hardest spot in comedy just because I always call it like, I always say it's like the first man off the boat at Normandy. Like, you're just going out there and facing all the like frowns and like you're just setting the table for everybody else. So as long as the feature and the headliner do well, then you've kind of done your job. But like, you don't always do well, which is like real shitty. It's like real self-deprecating.
Well, because you got like, what, like 3 minute sets in between everybody, right? Do you do it like that, or do you like just like hit them with like a five and then like just introduce after that?
Yeah, so it's typically like a 10 minute spot, and then you make some announcements for the club and stuff.
Chicken wings on sale,
right? Exactly. Yeah. Right. Oh, we do shows. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
JJ Dynamite's coming to town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a real guy?
Yeah.
You don't know JJ?
Yeah.
No. What's his last name?
JJ Walker,
right. Dynamite from Good Times.
Oh, right on. Okay.
He did something crazy at the Funny Stop. I mean, you rolled your eyes. I'm sure you got a story. You know something about JJ Walker?
I don't have personal experience.
He listens, I'm letting you know.
But I've heard through the grapevine that he's like the worst to work with.
Yeah, so. Somebody said they couldn't cuss when they were working. Who the fuck was telling us that? Somebody said that they were hosting for him.
Couldn't swear.
It might have been Volchko or Harvey or
is he
one
a clean
of those
comic?
Fucking guys.
Did he just end everything with
Dynamite? No, he went out there going, fuck cunt, motherfucking slut.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but you can't swear.
But yeah, everybody before him was allowed to swear.
Oh, he needs the power of the words.
I wish I could remember who told us that, but somebody told us that before, that like he was just insane like that. Like they said the wrong word or something like that, and he was like, I don't want anybody swearing on my shows, not even the late show.
Wow.
Some shit like that.
That's weird.
Yeah. Harry Gallagher is pretty crazy like that, too.
Where's my watermelons?
I didn't even think he was doing it. I thought his brother like took it over.
And Gallagher's back to doing it.
Oh, okay.
Gallagher 2, I think, is in Vegas somewhere.
Oh,
Gallagher 2.
Okay.
God, imagine going to Vegas and sitting buying tickets for that show. What do you want to see tonight? Well, Gallagher 2's up there. What do you think he'll do? I mean, with YouTube, you don't really need to go see it fucking live.
Gallagher had good jokes. Like, he would say, why do we drive on parkways and park on driveways.
Then smash a watermelon.
Riveting.
That is what he's. He'd be like, how do you spell comb? C-O-M-B. Now spell home, H-O-M-E. English language is crazy. Smash a watermelon.
That's not funny.
Groundbreaking.
That's not fucking funny. Like, it's not clever. He's just saying three things and smashes a watermelon. People are like, holy shit, Gallagher's a genius.
Yeah, you gotta wear a raincoat.
Jeff Dunham tells those jokes through a puppet. And he's
true.
A
well, he actually like becomes racist, and people are like, oh, he's amazing. Look at his little dolls.
Jalapeno, Honesty. Yeah. I know that character.
Yeah.
Sorry. He does have that. That character did stick with me, though.
He has, like, the dead terrorist, too.
I can't name any of the other ones, but the Jose Jalapeno Honesty did stick with me. It was like,
Honesty?
Yeah, Jose, dude, I think, speaking of things sticking with me, this shit pissed me off. You know how, like...
I was on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Not to interrupt Cody Cooper wrapping up the interview here, but you know how, like, you always hear about, like, girls having a dream about their boyfriend and getting, like, mad at him?
Yeah.
Like, being like, oh, you cheated on me.
I've seen that meme a lot, yeah.
I legitimately had a dream last night where my girlfriend ate half of my chocolate chip cookie cream pie.
Wow, and you knew what it felt like to be cheated on.
I was pissed in my dream, and I woke up like...
Did you call her?
I text her, yeah. And I looked... And I looked over, and my chocolate chip cookie cream pie was just fine.
Are you talking about her vagina? Or
yeah,
just,
yeah. She ate her cookie box without me.
Ate half the cookie box. No,
I didn't know she was so flexible, maybe.
This is a Little Debbie chocolate chip cookie cream pie.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and those are good. I understand why you're so angry.
And yeah, and I had a dream that she ate half of it. And it was
just half?
Half of it, yeah. Just
and you're like, oh, I can't believe
half
this.
Half a cookie cream pie.
Selfish
chilling.
Prick. We shared in my dream, and I was so mad.
I texted her. I was like, too bad it was only... I was like, good thing it was only a dream, though. And she was like...
We're breaking up.
I'm done with you. No, she was just like, does it have to be only a dream? And I was like, what? You're going to eat half my chocolate chip?
You got into a real fight?
Yeah. See, I've had a dream like that. Like, I had a dream that my current girlfriend, like, cheated on me. And, like, I remember going to her and be like, what? Just like, why did you do it? And she's like... He had long legs. Like, what the fuck? And like all my insecurities about being 5'8 came to. I was like, no.
The giraffe motherfucker.
So you're just like on a fucking cliff. No.
It's funny because I was even like writing punny jokes about it in my head. Like, she was like, oh, he had long legs. And I was like, please don't tell me you called him daddy. The stupidest
daddy
fucking joke. Yeah. Thanks, Josie.
I said this shit the other day to my girlfriend, or I was like, Italians have gigantic penises. And she was like, Italians. And I was like, hold on, wait. Why did you say that like that?
That was a test. You failed. You're racist.
I was like, how many Italians have been all up in your cookie box? God damn it.
Italian sauce.
Josie sent me the definition of cookie box, and it says, referring to women's genitalia. He pounded my cookie box so hard last night it almost broke. So
you think it'd like, you know, like it almost like it was just
black people call
it like that.
Urban people, I should say.
Yeah.
Since it's in the urban dictionary, not black dictionary. Yes.
But it also didn't say black girls.
Urban means black. Like, that's code word for black.
Really?
Like, yeah, if you're in an urban community.
I've heard like urban outfitters.
Black outfitters, yeah.
Urban camouflage.
Yeah, they've got
that stuff. So
it's
white.
Full of like Timberlands and fucking faded jeans, man.
What about urban camouflage?
The fact that you didn't pronounce the R in Timberlands lets me know.
Timberlands.
He dates a black girl.
Okay, I'm allowed to pronounce it that way. Oh man, so you what's your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? You on all those social media experiment things?
Yeah, under Instagram and Twitter, I'm the Cody Cooper.
The Cody Cooper. Yeah. Was there a Cody Cooper already on there?
I don't know, some dick in Oregon.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, no, I'm just the Cody Cooper. I set out like that.
Sounds like it would be a pretty popular name. Cody Cooper.
Yeah, it's alliterative.
You sound like an old prospector.
Or you sound like a fucking Marvel superhero.
There you go.
I'm sad we didn't talk about your nickname.
What is his nickname?
Cutting Cooper.
Yeah, you're throwing it. Yeah,
are you referring
I was about to say,
to,
you threw it out there, so.
Are you referring to what my bully used to call me?
Yeah.
Bully. You had a bully.
Cody Cooper, Pooper Scooper.
Oh.
Real creative son of a bitch he was.
Cody Cooper, Pooper Scooper.
Right. No, and you turn out to eat a lot of shit later in life. What do you know? Oh, sorry.
That's funny. Man. So, and then you're on Facebook. You got shows coming up you want to promote? Anything like that?
Just
Mondays at the Barrio.
Yeah, Mondays at Barrio. If you're downtown, if you've never been to Hofbräu House, have you guys been there before?
No.
It's a fucking awesome time. They just serve you like liters of beers and you stand on tables and smash them together.
Really?
Shotskis? And stuff.
Shotskis. It's where they put like four shots on a ski and then everybody takes it at the same time. But no, come check us out Friday and Saturdays at Bonkers and Hofbräu House.
And I don't know, message me on Facebook. I'll get you free tickets or whatnot.
Hell yeah. Sweet. Well, this was a lot of fun. I was shaking everybody's hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know with your muscles, you about yanked me out of the chair.
Oh, stop it.
I know. You said...
you guys were in the scrum of it, huh?
Yeah.
We'll
been
take...
Been holding on to that for a while.
Yeah, you've been holding on.
I've been sitting there like, I can't wait to scrum.
What's your shirt say there?
What?
Boken Bowl?
Oh, Rock and Roll. It's a skateboarding company from Dayton, Ohio.
That said Boken Bowl, like Broken Bowl.
Yep, Broken Bowl.
That'd be a cool skateboard name, Broken Bowl. Anyway, then we'll take a break. You're more than welcome to get out of here or stick around.
We're gonna
do
news.
We'll talk news stories. Yeah. Josie sent me a story about women beating up their mom or something like that. It was.
I don't think that's what I sent you.
Mine's about Nutella.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah.
Did I send you the wrong story?
So what is it?
It's just an L upside down to the side.
Well, now you gotta change it.
were we on the air?
That's recorded. That's on the podcast.
Have we ever seen that where like they black out the screen and you can see where the thumbprint goes?
Oh, you know those cars that have the numbers, the key codes? Mm-hmm. I figured out people's key codes just from
fingerprint dusting them?
No, because they're like a little worn out, and I've broken into someone's car.
So, but wow. You got to figure out what order the numbers go in.
I did that.
That was the most like confident I've ever seen. I did that.
What'd you take?
It was a Cadillac. I didn't take it because I couldn't even reach the pedals. I was that young.
No. I mean, but what'd you take out of it?
Oh, I didn't take anything out of it.
It was just for sport.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to see if I could do it,
Yeah, you know, I was just trying out my burglar ways as a child. Oh, man. So you got news stories today, Paul?
Yeah.
You ready to hit me with that sound, Josie?
I am.
Okay.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you? We got some news for you now.
All right,
Paul.
Girl can't get personalized Nutella jar because her name is ISIS.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. They personalized Nutella jars?
I know, that's why I brought up the news story.
Is this something you can order offline? Like?
I haven't read all of it, but I'll go into it. As if being a little girl named ISIS is in this day and age isn't hard enough. Now even Nutella has a problem with their name.
Okay.
Not doing too good for Nutella. The Australian 5-year-old's aunt tried to buy 5 personalized jars of the chocolate hazelnut spread for her nephew, Odin, and her niece Isis at a department store in South Wales. So no, you can just go in and get it, I guess.
Okay.
The company's Make Me Yours campaign, which allows people to put their names on the jars, launched in Australia in September.
Because the Coca-Cola thing was so popular, like it had to like reach into Nutella's business.
I feel like that was a dumb idea on Coca-Cola's part, because like what if they didn't have the right name? Like there's just a whole bunch of like
people love the personalized name. That's why they've done it 2 years in a row though. That's like people love to find like the ones that say like share a Coke with the party or something.
Or
like,
friends, family.
Share a Coke with, you know, graduating high school or something. What the hell is like class of 2015 or something. Is what it said. Like they share a Coke with was like a big thing. Everybody wanted their little can that said Sean or.
What if it was Shawn?
I wouldn't want it.
Well, exactly.
You'd be calling your girlfriend up in the middle of the night.
Or tweeting about it. Department
you
stores
drank half my Coke and you're
and you spelled my name wrong. The department stores and computers flagged ISIS as a problematic name for the label. So they probably have like cunt, dick. Oh, dick. Do you think they could do dick Nutella?
That would be weird. Share a Coke with a dick.
Share a Coke with dick? Mm.
Share a Coke with dick. I saw a personalized Coke one. It was pretty sweet. It was a... it was a meme, and it was what the fuck is the thing? Nativity scene? Is that what it's called?
Oh,
when Jesus was born?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a Coke can that said Mary, and a Coke can that said Joseph, and one that said Jesus.
Oh.
And then it had like...
Well, it said Jesus, because isn't Jesus spelled the same in Spanish?
It had something, yeah, it had a pack of camels.
I like how you said Jesus. Yeah. Spelled Jesus still. Yeah, one said Jesus.
It had a pack of camels.
Had real sugar in it.
And then it had a Coke can that said angel up on top.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, I'm sorry.
From my Bible use, I don't think there was an angel present there. The department store's computer's flag diocese has a problematic name for the label, and the store manager wouldn't budge, telling the woman to take it up with Ferrero, Nutella's parent company.
Okay.
ISIS's mother, which is a weird sentence, Heather Taylor told the Sydney Morning Herald that the next day Ferrero chief executive Craig Barker contacted her to confirm that they wouldn't put this name on the jar, and she added that she named her child after the Egyptian goddess Isis.
Mm-hmm.
So they were around way before that.
Yeah, there's a porn star named Isis that was out before that, too.
Oh, I bet her career went down the shitter.
And there's a band, yeah.
They don't understand acronyms, I think, is the real problem.
Mm. Oh, that's it. But yeah, I don't know if she got it, but...
Well, obviously she didn't. Nutella was like, no, bitch.
Well, no. The manager said that. Then Ferrero got a hold of him. Like, they really wouldn't let you put that on there?
Yeah, they got a hold of Nutella Corporate, parent company.
The campaign ran into trouble when it initially launched in Australia and offered instant previews to the customers' design personalized labels online before Nutella was given a chance to approve them. So you could... Look, poop. It's a jar of Nutella with poop on it. Somebody, that's pretty good.
Somebody got poop on one?
There was like another one. Dr. Pepper did this, and it was like Dr. Pepper, better than the Holocaust. Like, you could put whatever you wanted, and someone put better than the Holocaust, and like they printed the fucking shirt. They nice. Did like, because they were just like, whatever, it's just a generator. So just ran into that.
Do you guys think, though, by us like not using that word, we're giving in? Like, I don't know, it just seems silly. Not even using the word.
It became giving the freedom fries.
If we start using ISIS,
to use it.
Yeah, we just use it for everything, so it means nothing. I don't know.
It's they're terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't go naming things after terrorists and shit. It's like, it's kind of like, okay, like the swastika.
Yeah.
Right? All right. There's people out there that are like, I use a swastika because it's an old peace symbol. And it's like, well, it's Buddhist, known right? as the Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess ISIS has gotten that way.
Yeah. It just sucks that there's kids named like that. Well, not after that.
You're the Islamic State now, you know, instead of...
But they use ISIS. They call them ISIL and Daesh and other names too.
I think they changed their name to ISIL.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the president calls him. He calls him ISIL.
But nobody else went with that.
What does ISIL mean?
I don't know. Ow.
Oh, sorry.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck at my wheels on my headphone cord. But I'm just leave it. But
yeah, ISIS, Nutella. They won't budge.
That's a pretty dumb story.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think it's dumb. I just think it's dumb. They won't.
Yeah, what do you think about it, Cody Cooper?
Like I said, I mean, I just think it's just a lack of understanding of acronyms. They're just like, it's doesn't even, it's not even the same.
If you guys are personalizing solar panels and someone wanted to put ISIS across the roof because that's like their name, would you guys do it?
Well, the founder of my company is Muslim, so yeah, why not?
Oh. Well, fell into that one.
He's like, you just, I feel like you just labeled him a terrorist.
He'd personalize it.
He's a Muslim. He would throw Muslim.
That was a weird way to put that. I know he just said Muslim, but Muslim.
I had to make it Muslim. Like
that's fucked. I'm sorry. It was right there.
That was funny. Muslim. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
No,
Muslim.
Muslim.
No. Muslim.
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 You're still doing it wrong.
They go to a mosque. The Muslims. Go to a mosque. It does sound like I'm saying it like real racist, like all them damn Muslims.
Yeah.
But no, I think it is Muslim, man.
I'm pretty sure it's Muslim.
Okay, we'll go with both. We're all right.
Yeah, all three. Muslim, Muslim, Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Mazel tov.
Name of this episode.
Muslim.
But I'll just say Muslim, Muslim, Muslim.
That'd be fucked up.
You get flagged.
Yeah, Nutella's like, whoa!
You got one today, Bob. You always come prepared.
Apple iPhone, the next iPhone. Which not only are they making chargers hard for us to get, like you have to have the specific charger,
yeah,
just
the lightning
for that
cable.
Phone.
Yeah.
But now they're trying to do headphones the same way through the lightning cable.
What?
Yeah.
So then you couldn't take like your headphones, your earbuds from your old iPod.
iPod?
Yeah, you'd have to have a specific headphone.
So it's going to go through the lightning cable port that's connected to headphones, correct?
Yeah.
So someone's going to make an adapter for that, and we'll all be fine, but that's annoying.
Yeah, it's
because
annoying.
Because it's more
but like also things like, to buy. How would you, I don't know, my question would be how would you charge it while you're listening to something? Can you or can you not do that?
Well, you shouldn't be doing that anyways.
Well, now they're going to start having, now they're going to start having charge, like...
Oh, you set them. Yeah. Where you set it down and it charges cordless.
A wireless
charging
station or something. Samsung has something.
It just
like
solars itself up.
Yeah,
all day.
Made out of solar panels.
And then you drop it on there and it just charges the shit right up in 4 hours.
That's weird. Well, I mean, Apple's all about like trying to do that shit usually.
Well, they do that. Use it on the auxiliary port in your car anymore.
Yeah, only be the way your iPod and those
Bluetooth is pretty popular in cars now.
Now
I was just about to say we could forego all of this.
Hey guys, you heard of Bluetooth.
You heard of this Bluetooth? Hey, but this kind of does worry me because I have an iPhone forever now. So every time the new iPhone comes out, I'm like locked in.
Also, how much do you hate the headphones that come with your iPhone? I fucking can't stand them. Like, whose ears do those fit?
I like them. They fit mine.
Really?
You have weird ears because those things hurt.
Yeah.
They hurt.
I don't know. I guess it, I mean, it gets painful in the right ear after like an hour, but...
As headphones should.
Yeah. I never noticed that there was anything wrong with that.
Well, at least this podcast is good. Ow.
I mean, there. My old Android once had those little rubber pieces on the end, and like... The headphone would get ripped out of my ear, and the rubber would stay in my ear, and it was like the scariest thing ever. Like to be in a park,
it's like getting the contact blown in the back of your eye. Like, oh no!
Yeah, like I was in the park, and my glove like got stuck on the fucking cord, and it ripped out of my ear, and I had this rubber piece in my ear, and I was like looking around, like, do I have to grab a stick to fish this out?
Like, I want
to
see the person walking down the bathroom, like, just screaming. I can't hear myself. I can't hear myself.
I was like, I literally, my first reaction was like looking down for sticks. Like I was like, I'm gonna have to find one small enough
and
to
jam
stick
this
in
farther into my ear
and to rip out. Yeah, but I started getting worried. I was like, that's gonna like
where's a park ranger?
It's gonna rub my eardrum. It's just gonna like cover it. It'll be like this rubbery fucking piece sucked into my eardrum and just start strangling it to death.
You want to rub your feet on carpet and touch a doorknob like in Pete and Pete.
Mm. Oh, nice. Wait, that takes out headphones?
Well, I don't know. He got Roosevelt stuck in his nose, that's how he got it out.
Oh, okay. Shocked it out.
Yeah, he shocked it out.
I think Bob's used that reference before. That's like his go-to.
It's the only reference
that's his go-to.
It's
super obscure. It's your go-to. Right?
Oh, God. What'd you do, Paul? It's the headphones.
Oh, God. All right, my bad.
God, Paul.
We're in.
You always got a disaster the pit place.
That charger's rough.
I guess we'll do Josie's new story I got, and then we'll get out of here. And we were talking a little bit about it outside, but you remember VTech, like little toy computers when you were a kid?
Yeah, vaguely.
It was like a computer. Like it looked like a laptop, but you could just like play like Hangman on it or something.
Yeah, definitely now, yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, it was like educational almost.
Well, now, of course, VTech has like... gone on with the times. Like back then they looked like, you know, your business computer with MS-DOS.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays they probably look like a smartphone or a tablet or so on. So VTech, and you can do things with it like take pictures and things like that. So there's an attack on their electronics. There's been a hack.
Uh-oh.
Right? Speaking of hacks, the Xbox Live and PSN network's been going down a bunch again.
Because of hacking?
Yeah, I think the hackers are getting back into it.
I haven't had any trouble with my Xbox. So.
It went down last night for like 2 hours.
I wasn't on.
Mm. But anyway, so these hackers.
Mm-hmm.
Hacking's like a...
It's a big thing.
It is a big thing. You got like Anonymous and shit.
Yep. Guy Fawkes.
Anonymous freaks me out like halfway.
Halfway. Not all... Wait, what do you mean?
Because I don't know if they're helping me out or hurting me. Like
it could go both ways, honestly.
I haven't like decided whether or not like I'm a friend.
What benefits have you seen from Anonymous?
Well, they seem like they go for like good things.
Yeah.
Like they're like, hey, we're gonna out these KKK members and stuff.
That was nice of them.
That Ashley Madison.
But
cheaters.
Yeah, but they're so strong that I'm like, man.
That was a weird one. Like who got cheated on that they're like, fuck Ashley Madison. Mm-hmm. Like, you know it was somebody in Anonymous. It had to have been. Like why? Like that's a weird fucking like place to plant your flag.
Yeah, to go
of
like,
all the things that you could hack, they're like cheaters.
Yeah, infidelity.
Yeah, And so one of them, weird. One of them got
like
you.
It's
wrong.
Like a super Christian thing too. Yeah. Like almost
misery loves company.
Like do you think Anonymous is a Christian?
I don't know. Maybe they are Christian hackers.
Oh,
boo.
Hacking for Christ.
Hacking for Christ. Oh man, every Planned Parenthood has to watch out now.
Yeah,
Anonymous. That's one of the things I'm like. I don't know if Anonymous is like they're like that or not. You know what I mean? Are they like the WikiLeaks? Are they going to like give military battle plans?
Hopefully not. It seemed like they were trying to go after ISIS.
Are they
going so
like
to
hack my credit card? Like, I don't know.
They need to pay bills.
But the fact that they can do so, the fact that they can do so much, there's got to be like, there are little hackers, you know what I mean, around them that do stuff as well.
On these VTechs, right?
Yeah, like, here we go. Yeah, boom, little, full circle.
Yeah.
So these VTech hacks, these little kids are taking pictures of themselves, and now they are, okay, the hacker... That it was the hacker they actually spoke to, right?
Oh shit!
He said that they had accessed archived chat logs and fucking.
That must be the boringest fucking thing ever. A lot of bullying and like kids talking about what they're gonna eat. I couldn't imagine growing up in this age of like putting everything online.
What are you gonna say, Joseph?
That
for
I guess the real issue with that is that these kids, their addresses were also revealed.
Ooh, that's
because
fun.
You know when you register your products, you put your address in, so. The hacker got access to all the addresses as well.
Jesus.
And the person who hacked is actually a good person because they said, hey, I found all this. They reported it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I found all this, so you guys need to do something.
This dude's
better
just looking for holes in the ship.
Yeah.
Well, people do that, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, they just go on Reddit, and they're like, oh, look what I can get into. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I think the Xbox stuff is. What they do is they just... They figure out a way to send so many login requests that it bogs down the system and shuts it down.
Oh, okay.
And then Xbox has to go in and frantically get it back together to get the system up. It's called DDoS attacks or something like that.
Really?
So they fucking go in. So that's like the new thing where they just shut down websites and shit like that. Like Anonymous shut down the FBI website or whatever.
What a fucking boring
that's
life.
That's the way they do it is they send so many like attacks or, I mean, logins or something. So they overload servers to shut things down.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, like, the reasoning for it. Like, what kind of personal gratification?
Exactly.
That's one of the things
I took down a website and inconvenienced people for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I felt about the Xbox Live and PlayStation hackers. I'm like, man, we're in this era where, like, Planned Parenthood's just getting shot up Friday night and shit. You know what I mean? And, like, we're, or whatever day it was, you know, recent. But anyway.
And just went
down. Yeah, that was the last thing.
I've never had that like happen. Okay, we are recording again now. Wait, that's like
Anonymous,
I mean,
striked, and Sean now knows that they're bad people.
Yeah, okay. We
confirmed.
This is the I'm fucking legitimately freaked out now.
Yeah. Let's picture a Guy Fawkes popped up on your screen.
Let's recap, because I'm gonna put a little intermission music in there or something. So
nice.
Yeah, but we were talking about Anonymous hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved on from Anonymous to those Lizard Squad hackers. That take down Xbox.
I was like, what's a Lizard Squad?
Well, they just took down Lousy Weather Media tonight.
Oh, shit.
Cody Cooper was in the building, and they said, fuck this.
Fuck that guy.
Solar panels are not for us.
Do you have solar panels on your house?
Yeah. Do
my
you live the
condo?
Dream? Oh.
No, I don't.
But you,
I'm pretty sure I've asked you that.
You're
before,
like really into like solar calculators and stuff, though.
Oh yeah, that's all I buy.
I don't buy a calculator unless it's solar. Those fucking Texas Instruments.
Who adds in the dark? Some asshole. That's who.
Who uses their phone for it? No one.
My mom had these things that like you stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
And if it would. Get solar power all day in the sun. And
right.
Then soon
so
as,
a solar panel on a stick.
As soon as nightfall would hit, they would like turn red and blue and purple and like things like that. So it like powers these lights all day. And then at night they turn on.
Right, because the sun
that's
stopped.
That's exactly
and it,
what solar energy is.
And that's the Lousy Weather Media Man Show. Thank you, Cody Cooper, for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Let's have a good day.
Take care.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.